Home Study Lesson, Colossians through 1 Timothy, or Unit 26. Preparation Material for the Home Study Teacher. Summary of Daily Home Study Lessons. The following summary of the events, doctrines, and principles students learned as they studied Colossians through 1 Timothy, or Unit 26, is not intended to be taught as part of your lesson. The lesson you teach concentrates on only a few of these doctrines and principles. Follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit as you consider the needs of your students. Day 1. Colossians. In his epistle to the Colossian saints, Paul taught that Jesus Christ is the Redeemer, the firstborn of Heavenly Father's spirit children, the Creator of all things, and head of the church, and the first to be resurrected. Students also learned that we can be reconciled to God through the atonement of Jesus Christ if we continue to be grounded and settled in our faith. Furthermore, by being rooted and built up in Jesus Christ, we can avoid being led astray by worldly philosophies and traditions. Day 2. 1 Thessalonians. In this epistle to the Thessalonian saints, Paul praised them for their faithfulness and taught them truths about the Lord's second coming. While studying this epistle, students learned the following truths. As we teach the gospel of Jesus Christ by the word and power of God, we can help others become followers of the Lord and His servants. We can share the gospel through our example. Faithful saints who die before the second coming will be resurrected when Christ comes again. Faithful saints who are alive at the second coming of Jesus Christ will be caught up to meet Him when He comes. If we are faithful and watch for the signs preceding the second coming of Jesus Christ, then we will be prepared when He comes again. Day 3. 2 Thessalonians. In studying this letter of Paul to the Thessalonian saints, which clarified truths about the second coming of Jesus Christ, students learned that if we faithfully endure opposition and tribulation with patience and faith, we may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God. Paul taught that at the second coming of Jesus Christ, the righteous will rest and the wicked will be destroyed. He also taught that before the second coming of Jesus Christ, an apostasy would occur. Students also learned that we are commanded to strive to be self-reliant and to help others. Day 4. 1 Timothy. From this letter of Paul to Timothy, a young priesthood leader in Ephesus, students learned that priesthood leaders have the responsibility to ensure that true doctrine and correct practices are taught. They also learned that the love of money leads to unrighteousness and apostasy. On the other hand, if we trust in the living God and are rich in good works, then we can lay hold on eternal life. Introduction. Paul wrote to Timothy, a priesthood leader in Ephesus, and counseled him to be an example of the believers. Suggestions for teaching. Note. In this unit, students studied the Scripture Mastery passage, 2 Thessalonians 2, 1-3. You could review this passage with students by asking them to summarize the truths it teaches. To help students memorize a portion of this passage, you may want to recite verse 3 a few times as a class. 1 Timothy 4. Paul describes the characteristics of a faithful minister of Jesus Christ. Bring a paperclip, a piece of string, tape, and a magnet to class. Tie one end of the string to the paperclip, and then tape the other end of the string to a desk or table. Hold the magnet close to the paperclip without the magnet touching the paperclip. The magnetic force should cause the paperclip to move toward the magnet. Move the magnet around to show how it influences the movement of the paperclip. If the paperclip represents a person, what might the magnet represent? Ask students to think about how they have been like the magnet and influenced others. Invite them to look for a principle as they study 1 Timothy 4 that teaches how we can be a positive influence in the lives of others. Summarize 1 Timothy 4, 1-11 by explaining that Paul prophesied that in the latter times, in verse 1, some church members would depart from the faith and follow false teachings and practices, such as forbidding to marry. See verse 3. Paul exhorted Timothy to nourish the saints with true doctrine. Invite students to read 1 Timothy 4:12 silently, looking for what Paul counseled Timothy to be. Explain that the word conversation in this verse refers to conduct or behavior. Ask students to report what they find. What do you think it means to be an example of the believers? You may want to suggest that students mark this phrase in their scriptures. In what ways did Paul counsel Timothy to be an example of the believers? List students' responses on the board. Invite a student to read 1 Timothy 4:13 through 16 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for additional advice Paul gave that would help Timothy be an example of the believers. What additional counsel from Paul may have helped Timothy be an example of the believers? According to verse 15, why did Paul tell Timothy to meditate upon the doctrines Paul taught and to give himself completely to living it? So that others could see how doing so profited Timothy. Based on Paul's teachings in verse 16, what can result as we strive to be examples of the believers of Jesus Christ? Using students' words, write a principle similar to the following on the board. If we are examples of the believers of Jesus Christ, we can help bring salvation to ourselves and others. How can being an example of one who believes in and follows Jesus Christ help bring salvation to others? Invite students to review the list on the board and consider the ways in which Timothy was to be an example of the believers. Ask the class to describe ways someone can be an example in each of these areas. You might consider showing one of the following videos: No Cussing Club or The Lost Purse. These videos are available on LDS.org. Ask students to watch for ways the young man or the young woman in the video is an example of the believers of Jesus Christ. When has someone acted as an example of the believers for you in one of the ways Paul mentioned? You may want to share an experience from your own life as well. Invite students to write a goal in their class notebooks or scripture study journals regarding how they can be examples of the believers of Jesus Christ and thereby help bring salvation to themselves and others. Next unit, 2 Timothy 1 through Hebrews 4. Invite students to consider some of the challenges of being a disciple of Jesus Christ today. Explain that as they continue to study Paul's teachings in the coming week, they will learn truths that will help them remain faithful despite hardships and persecutions.